You're listening to the Flip Houses Like a Girl podcast, where we educate, empower, and celebrate everyday women who are facing their fears, juggling family and business, embracing their awesomeness, and wholeheartedly chasing their dream of flipping houses. Each episode delivers honest-to-goodness tools, tips, and strategies you can implement today to get closer to your first or next successful house flip. Here's your spiky-haired, breakfast taco-loving host, house flipping coach, Debbie DeBeery.
Hey, it's Debbie DeBeery here, and I hope that whatever you're up to today, you're having an easy one. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited to share one of my favorite people with you. She is here in Austin, and she and her husband recently started flipping houses together. And I'm super excited to introduce you to her. Before that, though, I want to do a listener shout out because it's been a little bit. It's been a hot minute since I did that. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, thank you so much for all of the awesome reviews that are coming in. And please keep them coming. It's really great to know that what I'm sharing with you is meaningful and is helpful. So thank you very much. Okay, this review is from Beth A. Roberts. She says, love her ability to get right to the point. It's so refreshing to hear from a woman's point of view without all the male ego you get from other coaches. Yeah, isn't it though? I'm glad that that's refreshing for you as well because I get it. All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to submit a review. And again, just thank you for letting me know that what I'm doing matters and that it's helping you. So if you haven't yet, please leave a review. All right. And in case you haven't seen in the Facebook group or read in your email inbox, we are hard at work planning the only women's real estate investing retreat where woo-woo and house flipping collide. All right. It's called Flip Your Heart Out. And it's going to be in September in beautiful Austin, Texas. And what I promise you is that it is not just another good old boys real estate investing event. All right. Get yourself on the wait list, ladies. Go to flipyourheartout.com for all the details and to put your name on the wait list, because I promise you, this bad boy is going to sell out quickly. And you know me, I keep things small and intimate. So this isn't a 100+ people get to come. It is a smaller group of awesome women. All right. So flipyourheartout.com, get yourself on the wait list, and I promise it's going to be awesome. All right. Let's get into today's interview with Lindsay Hinkle. She's awesome. I love her. I recently met her just a few short months ago at my very first Women Flipping Houses meetup that I hosted here in Austin. She and her husband came and they had such an awesome vibe about them. And we ended up having coffee just a few short days later. And I just loved them. Like, they're just good, solid people. And they had just landed in Austin, ready to start their house flipping adventure. So you will get to hear how they're finding deals. You'll hear how they're financing deals. You'll hear how they're managing working together. Because let's admit, sometimes it's kind of hard to work with your spouse or your significant other because you are around them so much. It's all about balance, right? How do we navigate that professionally? All right, we're going to get into all that here with this interview with Lindsay. All right, without further ado, let's do this. Okay, so you want to start with a little bit of y'all's background?
Well, Dylan and I have been talking about moving to Austin for like almost 10 years. And we actually came out to Texas. We actually went to the Dallas-Fort Worth area thinking that that was where we wanted to land. We didn't think we were going to be able to afford living in San Diego. And he was in the middle of a career change. And, you know, we had a young daughter and just trying to figure life out. We were in Dallas-Fort Worth for about 3 minutes and decided no.
I'm not seeing that.
We were there for about a day. I think our trip was like 4 days in total. Dylan had actually heard about a really great school out there, which kind of took us there thinking, you know, for kids and stuff. Not realizing that the school was in like a multi-million dollar home neighborhood.
Oh, details. Like, okay.
minor details.
That's hilarious.
I know. And so we're like, okay, what do we do now? But we really were not liking, we just weren't jiving with the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was too much concrete, not enough landscape coming from, like I grew up in San Diego. I was born there.
Oh, geez. And beautiful.
Dylan's from Ohio. And so he's used to green, you know, still a little more landscape than Dallas has to offer. And so when we were talking with people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they were like, oh, you guys should go check out Austin. You guys would love Austin. Sounds like Austin might be a really great place for you to check out. So we were like, well, we're pretty much done here. So we like took our rental car and changed our plans and came down here, and we were here for like a day and a half, and we just loved it so much. We went to the Lakeway area. Dylan grew up on a lake, and so he was really drawn to the water
for sure.
And you know, we did the Salt Lick, we did all the drove down Sixth Street, you know, we did all the touristy things, but we just got this feeling when we were here and just couldn't stop talking about it. And so like I said, he was in the middle of like a career change, and he was just getting into the flipping world in San Diego.
Oh, okay. And so that was that 10 years ago when y'all first came out? Okay.
Yeah. So he was originally in construction, like actually doing the work. He worked with his cousin, and he was a general contractor. And so Dylan knew how to do everything. Yeah. Yeah. And then once the economy started tanking, there was no work because nobody was spending the money. And so he went and got a job with a big company in San Diego, and they had just started a branch of their company. And he was just approving bids. And so he got really familiar with the numbers. And then he slowly, you know, kind of worked his way into project management there. Uh-huh. And this company was huge. They were doing like 120 homes a year. Jeez. They were not 120 homes a year. God, like a month. Like the volume was insane.
What?
And yeah, they were buying pools of homes from the banks. They had relationships with like Bank of America.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And so they were just,
oh my God,
turn and burn, not super high quality work. You know what I mean?
It's a different model. Yeah, for sure.
It's a completely different model. But that's like really when the flipping started becoming huge in San Diego. So it was like in there right at the beginning, which was really cool. He learned so much.
I bet.
Yeah. They even bought pools of homes like in Florida.
Okay.
And they, you know, they would ship a guy out on Friday. And the guy would drive as many homes, just drive-bys as he could of these addresses that they were going to buy. And then like that next week, they would finalize the purchase, and then they'd ship like two guys out to Florida to find contractors to do the whole thing in like 3 weeks. So Dylan did that. He was like sleeping on an air mattress in some of the homes.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. It was totally crazy. But yeah, it was a little bananas. So, but I mean, like I said, he learned a lot. And then he came, after doing that for a while, he was like, you know, this company, the volume's too big, and there's just not that attention to detail that he would rather kind of have his name attached to.
Sure.
And so he went to work for another company, smaller company, kind of doing the same thing. His boss ended up not being the most honest guy, unfortunately. So he ended up finding the company that he was with for the last 5 years before we moved here.
Okay.
And they were all self-funded, and they started in flipping. And then once the flipping became way too competitive and real estate prices became way too expensive in San Diego, they got into condo conversions, and building from the ground up.
Okay.
So they were in the middle of like a 48 unit apartment complex when he left.
Uh-huh.
They were doing townhomes and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So all that to say, we like flipped our own houses that we lived in.
Yep.
'Cause the design piece is what I get all giddy about. And so like pipe dream, it was always like, oh, this would be so fun if you and I could do this together. Oh, it would be so fun if I could come in and design one of the houses for your company, you know, just like all that sort of thing. And all the while still having this like magnetic pull to Texas, to Austin. And we just got to the point where we were sick of talking about it. And the San Diego real estate market was really kind to us with selling our house.
Nice.
And we decided it was like a month or two. It was like, okay, we're just going to do it. And if we can sell our house for X amount, we're going to go and we're just going to figure it out. And it worked. And here
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, I like pinch myself still because I'm like, I can't believe that I'm, you know, I'm 32 and I'm literally living my dream.
That's awesome.
You know,
That's awesome.
It like makes me emotional sometimes when I think about it. Cause it's just like, I get to hang out with my husband all day.
Right.
You and I totally freaking love.
Right.
And the city that I totally freaking love. And it's fun.
It's a pretty good life, man.
I've already been ups and downs, but you know what? I literally would not trade it for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got, okay. So you guys got out here. When did you guys get here?
We got here the middle of, well, we got here at the beginning of August, but our house wasn't ready. So we took another little time away and came back right before school started. So we were here like mid-August permanently.
To last year, 2019, or the year before?
2019.
Okay.
So we've been here for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you've been here for 5 minutes. And okay, so then when, okay, so when we met, that was that first meetup was in
October.
So you guys had just been here for 2 months.
Yeah. But, Dylan had been following you.
Right. Dylan and like his grandmother.
Years. Dylan and his grandma. Yes. I know. It's so cute. I know. We're going to see her in like a month and I'm going to make her listen.
Like,
you know that famous flipstress lady? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We tight. We go.
That's so funny. I love that so much.
Yeah, so he saw that you were like doing the meetups and he was like, we should go. And I was like, okay, you know, I checked out your stuff and I was like, she seems really cool. Let's try, you know. And here we are.
That was awesome. I was like, oh my God, these are my people.
I know, that was awesome.
So, okay. So you guys got here in August. Had y'all been going to meetups? Had y'all been on wholesalers lists? Had you been looking?
We took a minute to get adjusted. You know, the girls started school and we were putting our house together and, you know, all that stuff. And so we didn't really do much of anything until we went to your meetup.
And then like,
it was very quickly after that.
I was I feel like the hour after you were under contract.
I know. That's how girls like tend to do things. We are like, I don't know, pedal to the metal, you know?
Oh, yeah, me too. If I'm in, I'm in. Like, I'm not, there's no, I'm not great at
patience.
balance. I'm like all in or I'm all out. Like
totally. Yeah, that's so funny. That's us. We're spontaneous and we're you know,
figure it
balls
out.
Balls to the walls.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Exactly. Something happens. be okay.
Exactly. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
So we went to your meetup, and then it was like wholesaling wasn't really a thing in San Diego because margins just weren't really there for people. And so wholesalers would bring stuff, you know, to Dylan and his company, but it like literally never worked out.
Yeah.
And so when you were talking about it, we were like, well, what is this wholesaling thing, you know? And you gave us the names of a couple people, and that's who we called. Yeah. And within that week, we had our in-person meetings and we're on their list. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's how that happened. I mean, it's just, I don't know. We were ready and we just jumped in.
Yeah, you jumped in. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the first one then.
Yes.
All right. So you got your first one through a wholesaler.
We did.
How did you finance it?
We did hard money. Okay. We used hard money. And it was also our first experience with hard money. Mm-hmm. You know, Dylan was working with someone else who was self-funded, so we never did that side of things. We actually used a wholesaler that, or a hard money lender that was recommended by the wholesaler we purchased through.
Okay.
And their terms were 1% origination of the purchase price, and then 12% interest of purchase plus rehab. They funded 85% of purchase and rehab.
Okay. So you guys had to come up with the 15% down, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And was that your own cash or was that?
Yes.
Okay.
We used our own cash from selling our house.
Awesome. Thank you, San Diego.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. So tell us about the property, like the layout, the digits. What were the digits of the property?
Oh gosh. Okay. It was a 3-2 and it was just under 1200 square feet.
Okay.
And it was like the perfect little starter house. The layout was actually pretty decent because the master bedroom had its own attached bathroom on one side of the house. Uh-huh. And then you walk into the family, you know, living room, dining, kitchen. And then on the other side, kind of in the front, were the two other bedrooms with the bathroom right outside. So as far as like being a starter home for somebody, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And the price point was great. We purchased it for $205.
Okay.
Which
super cheap for Austin.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And coming from San Diego, it was like, I'm sorry, what?
Is there a zero missing?
That's a 205, you said? Yeah.
And who do I make that cash, that checkout to?
money. And so it was easy. It didn't need plumbing. It didn't need new electrical. It didn't need a new roof. The roof was probably like between 10 and 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So it was really just cosmetic.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was, you know, for our first one, we were like, okay. Cause originally we weren't thinking that the ARV was as high as it ended up being, especially listing. Like we were thinking we were going to be listing right after Christmas or at the beginning of the new year.
Right.
And you just never know.
I know.
It's the winter time.
I know. You know. I know.
And so it was like, well, if we make anything, we're going to be happy. We want to just get into this. We want to learn. We want to see what this whole thing is all about. And so, you know, like I said, balls to the walls. Let's go. And it was one of those crazy ones. So the wholesaler, they do like first come, first serve properties.
Okay.
Or they have the showings. This was a first come, first serve property. And so it was like, you're literally driving in the car as fast as you can to be the first one at the property, to take a picture with your agent so that you can get the property under contract. And so like, we're walking around this house and I'm feeling like I'm going to throw up. And there's another couple that was there with their agent. And they're out in the backyard looking all serious and like writing things down and whatever. And we were just like, okay, we're just gonna go. And I remember hiding in the laundry room in the garage of the house. Just being like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, are we doing this? I guess we're doing this. So yeah, I took some videos of that moment, so I'll have to share those with you at another time.
Please, yes.
But I was just like, okay, I guess this is happening. And yeah, so it was a very, like, we're like running comps on our way over from our
right. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna ask that. So yeah, that's a thing that freaks a lot of people out, is the first come, first serve. Yeah. And rightfully so.
Totally.
But it's not impossible. Like, totally. just do it. Do it.
Right. I know. Now we like don't leave the house without a computer.
Uh-huh.
We have learned that, because uh-huh. it's like, you have to be able to, most deals will make sense for someone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I bet 95 or more of these houses get locked up by somebody. Somebody yep. takes it. So it works for somebody. So you just have to right. find out if it works for you.
Right.
And like I said, we weren't sure if it was going to work out great, yeah. but we knew we weren't going to lose money.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
we decided to go for it to get the momentum started.
So while you were freaking out in the laundry room, what was Dylan doing?
Being quiet. He, you know, I'm like, and I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, by the time we got in the car, he was just like, he just wasn't speaking.
Okay. How does that make you feel? Let's talk about how that makes you feel.
I'm pretty sure I have a video of that too, because I asked him and he was like, he didn't exactly say how he felt. It was like, oh, this is going to be great. And I'm like, but how do you feel? And he just like couldn't answer the question. It was so funny. But you know, later on in the night, it was like, the butterflies were still going, but uh-huh. we were just so excited, because uh-huh. it was like, we're here. We're going to yeah. actually do what we came yeah. here that we said we were going to do.
That's awesome. And it gives me chills. I love that.
I know.
That. Yeah.
I know. It was awesome. And then I think it was like 10 to 12 days after we signed the contract that we closed.
Okay.
So it wasn't long.
Right. And that's awesome. That for me is actually good. I hate the delays. Because yeah. there's too much time for me to start freaking out about things that are just stupid to freak out about.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So do you feel like, was Dylan nervous at all? Or was he like, it's fine. Like, was he know, just like the balancing, he was balancing you out.
Yeah. That's just our life.
Yeah.
Like, our relationship is him constantly balancing me out. And you know what? That's like one thing about our relationship that's my favorite, is yeah. because I can be very all over the place. Uh-huh. And he really tries to keep us grounded.
Yeah.
And he is very much like, why stress? Like, we'll figure it out. You yeah. know, I remember yeah. in the beginning of our relationship, something was going on and I was upset about something, and he just said, cheer up, pup, sky's still blue. And uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, you're right. It is. You know, it is. The sky is still blue. I am still breathing. Everything is going to be fine.
I love it.
We will figure it out. So
that's the thing. Like, it's like, you'll figure it out.
Totally.
That's one of the biggest things. I feel like people feel they're so worried about mm-hmm. Making a mistake. You probably mm-hmm. will make a mistake.
Oh, 100%.
Right. But you'll figure it out. It's not going to be
learn
fatal.
From it. Right.
Yeah. Right. It's, it would be really, it would be very unusual. Like 1% chance that it's a fatal mistake. Like you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
And like, you're working with real estate,
right?
Like, real estate is something like, everyone needs a place to live. Mm-hmm. And Dylan and I have always said, like, if we get into a situation where we buy something and end up having to spend way too much money on it, maybe you hold it for a little longer.
Exactly. There are alternative. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what's so nice about real estate, is that
absolutely.
You're not like you know, pegged into a corner.
Right.
Pretty much ever.
Right.
There's somebody else, you know, that you might be able to sell it to or take it over. You know, there's just, you can be creative.
Yeah.
Creative solutions.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There are other outs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you guys verbally say, these are my responsibilities and these are your responsibilities? Or did you just kind of like, you knew what each other's roles were going to be and you kind of figured it out?
Yeah. You know, it wasn't really like we sat down and it was like a his and hers list or anything like that. We definitely have complementary strengths.
Uh-huh.
And we have very similar taste in most things. Uh-huh. And so, like, I know that his expertise is like with the contractors and with the bids and knowing how much things cost, how much things should cost, how long things should take.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, oh, I thought this was supposed to be done by now, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I'm very unrealistic when it comes to that stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to let you do that. And I'm going to be over here playing with paint colors and tile.
Make it pretty.
Yeah. I'm real good at that.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I bounce my ideas off of him and, or I'll ask him opinions about this or that, and he'll help me make decisions and vice versa. And so it's just like we're a yin and yang, really.
Yeah.
And it works really well. Like, he doesn't really try to encroach on, like, oh, you really want to paint something that color? You know, like, I think he trusts my taste enough since we've been together long enough.
Right.
That I'm like, you know, not going to do anything too crazy. Uh-huh. And then I also trust, you know, the way he communicates with people.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's really good at what he does too.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, on the first one, you hired a GC. I think you hired the guy that built y'all's house.
Well, the agent that helped us buy our house when we moved here, it was one of his preferred contractors.
Gotcha.
Because our agent also does investing and building and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So he was kind enough to share his information with us. So that was like, we already knew we had a little bit of an advantage that we didn't have to like go Google general contractors in Austin. Like, we got very, very lucky in that sense. And he honestly was amazing. Our bar for contractors wasn't very high because of the, you know, the work that Dylan's been in for the longest time.
Right.
And so I honestly didn't even know that a contractor could be so communicative, so honest.
Yeah.
And that they actually do what they say they're going to do.
Right. Novel concepts.
You know? All yeah. Three. Right. Yeah. You know, doing their job.
Yep. Doing their job.
Yeah. And so when we, so our first, this first one, you know, Dylan put a rehab budget together based on the numbers that he's known.
Yeah.
Cause we're like San Diego and like, it's probably going to be very similar. Mm-hmm. But we actually found out very quickly that things are more expensive here. As far as like trade.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Which we were really surprised at.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I never heard that. That's super interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And granted, you know, you get what you pay for. And so we also were paying more for someone to be communicative and honest and do their job.
And your name was on this.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, he was recommended to us so highly that we were like, okay, because his bid came over what we were budgeting to spend on the house.
Significantly or like?
Pretty significantly.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh.
And so, you know, Dylan called him and was like, dude, you know, like, I'd love, because he sent his bid over and we were like, what?
Oh God. gosh.
Say what?
So this is after you're under contract
this
on
this. This is after.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because using your numbers. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, okay.
You know, okay. We were confident in the numbers that Dylan was.
Sure.
You know, used to. And so they like met at a McDonald's on a Saturday morning to go over the bid and all this stuff. And we ended up coming up with, at least for this first one, just because we didn't have a choice. We didn't have the wiggle room.
Right.
So we were basically paying them for labor.
Okay.
And we were going to supply materials.
Yep. That's how I prefer to do it anyway.
Yeah. And you know, it was a learning experience. It became like a running joke if we didn't go to Home Depot one day.
Yes. Oh, it's every
like
day.
Two or three times.
Yeah.
Here we are again. I kept asking the cashiers, I'm like, do you have frequent flyer miles? Because I need them. You know, luckily we have our Southwest card that we, you know, rack up our own miles. But I'm like,
get that companion pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's kind of how we modeled the first one. And we were like, you know, we really want to build a relationship with you. We want you to be our go-to guy, but we just like can't afford the whole enchilada at this point. So like, let's do it this way, see how it works. And then, you know, now we know for next time kind of where our numbers need to be based on everything that we did here.
So what were you guys thinking? What were you guys projecting the budget to be? And what did he come back to you with?
Dylan projected the budget, I think at like 50.
Okay. For 55. A pretty cosmetic. Okay.
Yeah. For not super huge.
Sure.
And then I think he came back at like 70 or 75. Okay. So it was like 20.
That'll change numbers a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And with, you know, that's 10% of the purchase price, you know, of a difference. And so we were like, okay, good to know. Thanks for sharing. And so that's how we did this one. And, you know, it worked out fine. You know, there was, oh God, it was like, so many times I was like, oh, we forgot one outlet cover.
It's so annoying.
Oh, this fitting doesn't work. And it's just like, oh my gosh, here we go back to Home Depot again. Okay.
It's incredibly, incredibly maddening.
Yeah, it is. And like, so from now on, how we're going to set it up and like what we learned through that process was like, that was so much of our time that we used just going. I mean, the house is already 30 minutes away from us because we live, you know, out on the boonies, not really. And so it was like gas to get there every day, gas to go to Home Depot and then come back. And just the amount of time it took, it just wasn't efficient.
Yeah.
And
I get that.
So from now on, what we're going to do going forward is like, they're going to supply all the rough drywall, plumbing, electrical, all that stuff. And then we're going to provide like the finishes, like the tile, flooring, light fixtures.
Yeah.
And that's, and then if, like bath hardware, kitchen hardware, that sort of thing.
Sure. That's a great way to do it. And you're still using the same contractor. Yes. You're still able to make the numbers work.
Yeah. So like I said, we just run our numbers a little bit differently now that we know.
Yeah.
But the crew got that house done in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were just waiting, like we were all sitting around twiddling our thumbs for a week, just waiting for the countertops.
Yeah.
Like they were so fast.
Yeah.
And like we would walk through and, you know, I'm very detail oriented. So I like picking out every little thing. And I'm like, I like tell Dylan so that he can tell them. You know, I'm like, hey, make sure to mention this crack. Make sure to mention this. And by the time we'd be back the next day, it'd be fixed.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. And we, you know, so we were impressed, even though it was going to be more expensive in the long run. Like we saw their quality and we saw their commitment to the project. And we're like, this is worth paying more
because you know, they're going to be done quickly. You know, they're going to show up. Like it's, you've got to pick your battles.
I
would rather pay a little bit more.
Totally.
For that peace of mind.
Less of a headache.
Yeah. I don't have to babysit them. They're, yes. I know they're showing up. I don't have to check in on them every day.
Priceless.
Yeah.
Because like we had work, we flipped the house that we lived in and sold before we moved. And I am telling you, I can't, like, it still like makes me upset at just how, I don't know, for lack of any better way to say it, how there's just like no service when you're paying someone to do a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's no, I don't know, integrity.
Right.
And that kind of stuff really bothers
me. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
More so than like a bad paint job. Like, you know, you can redo paint, but
yeah. Yeah.
So we were both just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like we're smiling every day. Right. It's still fun.
Right.
You know, like that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to make your life easier.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. So let's talk about the final numbers on that one.
Mm-hmm. So we bought it for $205.
Okay.
We ended up spending about $65.
Okay.
At the end of the day. We also had the double close when we bought it. So, and then, you know, that, and we ended up selling for $336.
Okay.
But we gave the buyer a credit in escrow also.
Okay.
So at the end of through escrow, we ended up listing the house on December 27th. Merry Christmas. We were literally staging the house on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I felt like the worst mom in the whole world. It's like 5 p.m. and I'm not even home. I'm like fluffing pillows at a house.
And you're showing your girls that you can be self-employed and you can do what you love.
It's true.
But I get it.
Yeah. It was like, oh my gosh, we're crazy people. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then we had action on the house right away and took offers until January 1st and then opened escrow, I think like on the 2nd or the 3rd. And so the buyers did their inspection.
Yeah.
And the inspector called out the roof because of old stains up in the attic. And like while we were doing the work, there were several heavy rains.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We knew 100% that the roof was fine.
Yeah.
And they came back to us and wanted like $8,000 for a new roof. And we were like, excuse me? What? And then they were like, oh, well, there's a house, you know, in the neighborhood over with a new roof and a new HVAC system. And I just want to be like, fine, then go buy that one.
Right.
You know, like I'm in the background. Oh, I was like fuming for
a bit.
And so that was really frustrating because we were like, we listed for $329.
Right.
They offered $336, but now they're asking, and that's why we took their offer.
Right.
Obviously, they were the highest. And then they come back and ask for $8,000. And we're like, oh, okay. So it was like a little bit of back and forth there and it was really frustrating, but we ended up giving them three.
Okay.
So we didn't have to lose the buyer. We didn't have to lose time. You know, we were already a couple weeks into it and it was like,
you know,
cut your losses.
Oh,
a little,
for sure.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm all about that for like really trying to make it work with that first buyer because coming back on the market looks shady. It's stressful. Like honestly, just to avoid the stress, sometimes it's just like, you know, make what you've got work.
Yeah. And you know, we had a backup offer, but then like, you don't know what that inspector.
Right. Exactly.
I have to give them the inspection report that they got. And
exactly.
So you're like, okay, well, it could end up being a more expensive problem later.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, we're just going to bite the bullet. And even though we knew nothing was wrong, that was what was frustrating.
Oh, I know.
It was like,
I know.
Oh my gosh. Please come over here and I will take a hose to the roof and you can see that it's working just fine.
Right.
And we ended up getting the HVAC system like fully serviced for them.
Yeah.
So, which cost in the end about $1,000.
Oh gosh.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, they cleaned coils and
they did all the things.
Basically took the whole thing apart. Uh-huh. Yeah, did all the things.
Okay.
And so our profit at the end was about $25,000.
That's great.
Which was awesome because we thought we were going to make, like, we were going to be happy if we made $5.
Right.
You know? And so
we
were like, okay. All right. Like, yeah. We can do this.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I don't think there were, based on the timeline, but were there any surprises, unexpected surprises aside from the roof at the end?
Not really.
Yeah. It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Cosmetic.
It was really straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah.
We, a little surprise that happened. Uh-huh. The house, the exterior in the front was restuccoed at some point.
Oh, okay.
And when they did it, so like, I didn't like the front exterior from the beginning.
Okay.
It was like one of those things that just for me, I was like, oh, if we could change this, like, I wish we could, but it just wasn't in the budget.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that price point, it is what it is.
Right. Right.
So we were just gonna try to like patch what was there. But we ended up removing a bunch of landscaping out of the front because the whole front of the house was like covered in bushes.
Okay.
And when we took the bushes away, we could see the chicken wire through the stucco.
Oh gosh.
And so like all the stucco wasn't done properly in the first place. And so we were like, okay, well, can we just like do another couple layers of it over? Like, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
And so we had a stucco guy come out and he was like, you know, for longevity, you can do that. It's just not going to last for somebody. And that's also not something that we wanted to do.
Right.
And so we ended up removing all the stucco in the front and doing new siding on the whole front exterior of the house. So that was a little bit of a surprise, I was so happy about it though.
Because you didn't want the stucco initially.
Yeah.
I win.
It made the house look so much better.
Uh-huh. Oh my
God, totally. I was like, I'll take this problem. Let's do this.
I'll take this problem.
Yeah. And so they had to remove all that and, you know, roll with it.
Yeah.
And it ended up working for the best. There was no foundation issues. There was, you know, it was great.
Nice.
It ended up looking.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a big, I mean, that's a huge win. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. And, we decided when we moved here, like a part of our business, we wanted to be able to like give back with what we're given. And so along with following you for a really long time, Dylan had also been following, Community First Village.
Oh yeah. Such
a really
awesome
long time.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh. And so, yeah. So we,
such good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Such good stuff.
Yeah.
So we decided before we started, before we even got our first flip, that like 10% of the profit of every project we do, we're going to, you know, put in.
I love that.
In there because we want to build a house for somebody there.
Yeah.
Which is $25,000. And so we were able to, you know, 10% on our first one.
That's
we were
awesome.
So excited.
That's awesome. I love y'all's hearts. It makes it so much better when it's not about us, when it's about really giving back and it's really about doing right for the buyers, doing right for the communities that we're in.
Right.
Like, it's not about us. It really isn't.
I know.
We just get to do the thing that we love to do.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It was like, if we honestly get to live this life successfully, like what more do we need, you know? And so it was like, we have to do something, you know, it just doesn't make sense not to, it doesn't feel right not to, because there are literally people that have nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Look what we have and look what we get to do. And
I love that. And that's really awesome. Excited. That's awesome.
We're like 13% of the way there towards building.
That's amazing. That's freaking amazing. Okay. So since the first one closed, like, mm-hmm. 2 weeks?
Yeah. The January 29th.
Okay. Now you've got another house you're closing on.
Yes. We signed all the paperwork yesterday. Uh-huh. We closed today. Uh-huh. And we'll start work in East Austin. What?
And you've got and a third one. One.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, that we close on March 4th, but the owner has a rent back until the 18th.
Okay.
So we can start right after that.
And both of these are also through wholesalers.
Yes. Okay. Through a different wholesaler. Okay. So it's a wholesaler actually found us because of the one we just finished.
Yeah.
And they reached out to us about, you know, putting us on their list and whatever. Yeah. And so, yeah, we got two coming up.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it's so interesting to me because there are people who in Austin and in other mm-hmm. markets who say there are no deals. There are no mm-hmm. wholesale. And I'm like, there are deals. So
we get emails.
Yeah.
Most of them are either in areas we're not interested in doing business just because it's far away from us.
Yes.
Or the numbers don't work out. Yep. But like, you know, like we were saying, it works for someone.
Right.
You know, exactly. Like, and you just have to get on as many lists as you can and just get really familiar with your numbers and something's going to work for you.
Right. And you take action. You've got to at some point jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the scary
part. Preferably with 2 feet.
Yeah.
That tends to be the way that works out the best. It's shocking to me. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. how much activity there is here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's awesome.
Well, I remember one of the first things y'all said to me was, you're seeing these deals, like you're seeing people, other investors buy these deals. So uh-huh. there are obviously deals out there. Uh-huh. And it really is just a matter of being on all the lists, watching all the mm-hmm. deals and acting, mm-hmm. really just acting. Yeah. I mean, just doing it, doing the thing.
Yeah. And you know, not that you want to operate from gut feelings, but at the same time, like when you go to a house and like for us with the first one, you know, like we were running comps in the car for 20 minutes, you know, like that's not business smart really, you know, like, I mean, it can work, but I understand why the whole first come first serve freaks people out because you really don't have a whole lot of time to do the analyzing that you think you would need.
Right.
But we also walked in and we're walking through and granted, you know, Dylan's looking at different things than I'm looking at, but we both just were like, good about it, you know, like, and that is huge.
Oh, for sure.
And so that's, you know, another piece of the equation that made it easier for us to be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because we've gone in several houses where it's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Forcing it. Yeah. This feels forced. That's me. Like, cause I want to flip them all. I want all the houses. 100%. I want to flip them all.
Exactly. Yes. I'm exactly. with you. I know. I hear you.
But no, that gut thing is really important. Yes, this is a numbers with business, people, but you know, yeah, like you have to, yep. Mm-hmm. You've got to listen to your gut.
You have to feel good about what you're doing. Otherwise,
any weird feelings you have in a house, your potential future buyer pool will also have those weird feelings, like in the neighborhood, driving up to the house. Like all of those are really important things that people need to pay attention to. It's not just the numbers.
Right. And you know, you have a feeling like that on day one.
Right.
and you're going to spend so much time in that place, in that project, in those numbers,
right?
That feeling is only going to get so big that it's going to suck all your joy.
Totally. That's awesome. That's such a good point. Do you have any advice for people who are just getting started? I know we've said some, but do you have any other words of wisdom?
I don't know. I have been really inspired by the community that you've created. And I think that, I mean, just looking at that in and of itself and just seeing every day the support and opinions and advice and resources out there that these women who don't know each other from Adam are, you know, like, why wouldn't you jump into this if you have this to tap into?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, even like Lauren and Pragya the other day, and, you know, Pragya talking about how, you know, the people in her personal inner circle are kind of like naysayers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you know, look at 4,000 strangers on the internet. They'll help you figure it out. Strength in numbers here, girl.
Well, and that's why I'm so picky about like the things that get posted in the group and the way that the group is run, because there are plenty of groups that you can go into and have lots of naysayers and have lots of people who are shooting everything. People who live to shoot people down. And I'm like, I am not spending my time and energy around that. So I'm going to create this bubble and awesome women will find it. Yeah. So there.
It's incredible. Like even at the last meetup, just like how many people were there that, you know, Dylan and I have been coming since October that we'd never seen. And just like the reach that it's having, you know, it's freaking awesome. You know, if you build it, they will come.
Man, field of dreams.
Yes. And it's just like the positive energy that is so attractive.
Yeah. And
yeah. It's people really need that. There's way, way too much of the naysaying and the negativity that having that, you know, positive community is life changing for people.
Yeah. I know. It totally is. It totally is. And I'm glad that you guys are part of it. Like I'm seriously, I'm so grateful that his grandma found me whenever she did. I just love that.
If grandma can find you, anyone can find you.
That's awesome. But really, like, just thank you for being a part of it. And thanks for, y'all are just awesome. I love you guys. So thank you.
We
love
you
too. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, thinking our story's worth telling. And
yeah, it is. And I'm going to circle back in a couple months.
I know. It's going to be exciting to see what other kind of trouble we can get ourselves into in the spring.
I know. The time is now.
Uh-huh. All we have is now.
Uh-huh. All right, lady.
So thank you. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Tell Dylan hi.
I will.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yeah.
There you have it. There is part of Lindsay and Dylan's story, and you'll hear more from them because it's just too much fun talking to her. So, there. All right, you guys, until next time, go out there, flip houses like a girl, leave people and places better than you find them, and make it a great day. Bye, y'all.